This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. Resolving conflict, we are today at part 9. And we're still looking at Colossians, the 3rd chapter, from verse 12. And because tomorrow we're going to be moving on to another scripture, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from verse 12 through to the final verse that we're looking at, and that is verse 16. It says this. Oh, I love this scripture. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive everyone who offends you. Are you getting this? Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, says verse 14, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. And let peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Now, if you take all of that scripture from verse 12 through to verse 15, then you can see why it's so vital that we get this into our spirits, so that we almost, well, in fact, I would advocate that we remember this, that we would learn this off by heart and let those words seep deep down into our hearts and into our minds and into our souls. Because you see, if we take all of that on board, then conflict cannot have any part of our lives. And that is where we need to get to. Verse 16 says this, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. You see, in verse 16, there is so much. You know, when you come to the Bible and you begin to study the scripture in this way, you can see that it is so rich and full. How can you skip by a verse and not look at it and study and cogitate on it and allow it to seep deep into your spirit? Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. And I believe the only way that we are going to allow the message of Christ to fill our lives is to listen to the message of Christ, is to read the message of Christ, and to inwardly digest it and hold on to it and don't let it go. You know, some people, when they're preaching, I can't get anything. I can't get a solitary thing from it. I remember I was at a conference some years ago. I was at Stoneleigh, and at this particular Bible week, there was a guy preaching, and to this day, I don't know who it was. I haven't got a clue who was preaching this particular day. But I was sitting there with my friend, and it was like we were waiting for the Holy Spirit to begin. Because before this, it had been this man, it had been flesh, and I had not been getting anything at all until 3/4 of the way through his preaching. I turned to my friend and said, there's the Holy Spirit. And he said, I absolutely agree. And then we were fed. And oh, were we fed. It was wonderful. You see, this is the point. I believe God gives us this gift of discernment for a reason, so we know that when we're listening to the Word of God, we know it's the Word of God, and we know it's coming straight from the throne room of grace. And that is so important, because it is how we are fed. It is how we are nourished. You know, if you have dinner, and the dinner isn't particularly nice and you don't enjoy it, you might not eat it. I was eating a meal the other night and I didn't enjoy it at all because I simply didn't like it. It was not to my taste and I did not like it. And so I had about four mouthfuls and I said, I'm so sorry, but I can't eat this. And I didn't eat any more. And it's like that with Scripture. It's like that with the Word of God. It's like that when you're listening to someone preaching the Word of God. Sometimes you don't want to listen to it. But listen to this, and this is what is important. Sometimes you have to listen to that which you don't want to listen to. Are you getting me? You have to listen sometimes to things you don't want to hear because they go right against everything that you've been feeling up to that point. But it is scriptural. And God is talking to you and saying, I don't want that in your life. I don't want you to do that anymore. I want you to renew your mind. I want you to turn your face away from what you've been doing because you know it's not right, and I need you to listen to what this person is saying because this person is breathing life into you. And if you don't listen to it, you won't heed it. And if you don't heed it, your life will not change. It will not be different at all. Christianity isn't about going to church on Sunday and then coming home and kicking the dog. Christianity is a way of life. Worship is a way of life. The Word of God is a way of life. And you have to make a decision that you are going to follow that way of life and you are going to go on that pathway right to the very end until you can't go any further. It is so important. And that is why I love to worship. That is why I love the Word of God. And that is why I love to come to a scripture like this and say, oh, Father, this is so full. This is so complete. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Say this after me, fill my life, Lord, with the message of Christ. Say it again. Fill my life, Lord, with the message of Christ. Say it again. Fill my life, Lord, with the message of Christ. And that word fill is so important. Because when you fill something, it's not quarter full, it's not half full, it's not three quarters full, but it's filled to the brim. So when you say this word, fill my life with the message of Christ in all its richness, you're saying, Lord, fill it to the completion. Fill it to the top till I can't take any more. Because Lord God Almighty, I need to know you and I need to get to know you and I need to know what your scripture says and I need to abide by it and I need to follow it and I need to worship you in spirit and in truth and I need to keep my eyes firmly fixed on you because that is what I need. Teach and counsel each other, says this verse, with all the wisdom he gives. Paul is saying there that we should be teaching each other and counseling each other, listen, watch, with all the wisdom he gives. Therefore, Christ will give us that wisdom. The Holy Spirit will impart in us that wisdom which we need when we need to talk to somebody and to say to them, you know what, I think things are going wrong. And I've been hearing from God about you because I've been praying about you. And this is what I believe the Lord is saying to you. And all of a sudden, this stuff comes out of your mouth and you think, my goodness me. Where did that come from? That came from my Lord Jesus. That came from the Holy Spirit, obviously, because that would never normally come from my mouth. That is the Spirit of wisdom at work in you. And why is that Spirit of wisdom there? I'll tell you. because you have made a decision that you are going to let the message of Christ in all its richness fill your life. Can I get an amen? Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for your wise counsel. Father God, thank you for all you do in our lives to enrich us, to fill us full with your knowledge and your word so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, in Jesus' name. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. You know what? He must love to listen to his children singing to him. If you have children, I want you to imagine for a second, because my kids used to do this all the time, really, honestly. My youngest especially, when Lauren was very, very small, she used to love to sing. And sometimes she got the words wrong, and sometimes she got the song wrong. It didn't matter. I can remember her. And I can remember Gemma as well, my second from youngest daughter. I can remember Gemma singing Lucky, 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 a song that was from, I can't even remember who sings it now. Some singer sings this song and she loved it, and she used to sing it and get all the words wrong when she was about 3 years old. But she would stand there and sing it. And I used to sit there and enjoy her singing and feel, oh, that's my little girl. That is my little girl. And the fact that she sang it wrong and she sang the wrong words didn't matter to me at all. So just imagine this, beloved. If you are singing worship to God and you don't think you can sing, you carry on singing anyway, because your Heavenly Father loves it. He loves to hear you sing. He loves to hear you worship. And you know, we created Worship Radio 247 for this reason. We created Worship Radio 247 so we could learn to worship and we could become really intimate with our Heavenly Father by singing this worship to him, singing such sweet songs to him. We could say, Lord God Almighty, I love you. And to sing spiritual songs, to sing psalms, and to sing these songs to Almighty God is so important. And therefore, we're seeing right here in this verse, thank you, Lord, you're just giving me this revelation now, and I'm just getting this now, that all the way through this verse 16, what are you getting? You're getting the word, you're getting worship. In equal measure, you're getting the word, you're getting worship. And that is why it's important, beloved, that when you are listening, especially when you're listening to Worship Radio 247, and especially when you go to church, that you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth in a beautiful way. And not only that, but you're partaking of the word, you're listening to the word. So that the message about Christ in all its richness fills your life. So that you can sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful heart. You know, this particular verse 16 of Colossians, the third chapter, is almost, what's the word I'm looking for? It is almost a banner that should be in a church. It's almost a massive banner that should go from one end of the church to the other, so that that church can say, we preach the word and we worship God in spirit and in truth. It's almost a ministry statement, isn't it? All of that verse is almost a missionary statement. In actual fact, I think it is a missionary statement. Listen to it again. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Fill my life in Jesus' name. Teach and counsel each other with the wisdom he gives sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with what? With thankful hearts. And I'll end with this. We need to be thankful, beloved, for everything God is doing for us. We need to be thankful. We need to be saying to God Almighty Himself, we need to be saying, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life. This should be every single day without fail. Every single day we should be saying, Lord God Almighty, I'm facing problems, but I thank you. And this is why I thank you, because I'm giving these problems to you, Lord, and I know you're going to deal with them, and I know the outcome is going to be exactly what you want. So God Almighty, I say thank you, and I say I love you, and I say I worship you in spirit and in truth. You alone are glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for putting a song in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for filling us full of your word and of worship. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us with your wise counsel. Thank you, Lord. And I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, and I give you the praise that is due your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say hallelujah. And I say, and glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.